Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I just got back from Chicago, where my daughter and I went to see Beyonce. Oh. Like, you can't just say Beyonce. It's Beyonce. It was epic. Like, I usually have a lot of words, as you know, but it's been very hard to describe the experience of seeing an artist at the top of her peak command a stadium. Like, these stadium shows have gotten so huge, the production values. And all I kept thinking was that little person is massive, not because she was on a big screen, but because she could just command so much. She sang for almost 3 hours. Actually, wow. It was about 3 hours. And she even did opera. So she's like at the top of her game. Her daughters were with her, the 7-year-old, the 13-year-old. That was when she smiled, I thought she was smiling at me. That's how I felt about it.
Wow.
And I mean, everyone knew all the words, and I knew most of the words, but I didn't want to sing because I wanted to hear her. I can't stand that, you know. You wouldn't do that in a Broadway play, but whatever. She, you think about that. Stadium tours are hard, right? Because you have to fill that stage, and she certainly did. And I don't want to compare her to anybody else because they all stand in their own right, you know. I regret not seeing Pink. I'm sure she would have been an amazing, you know, performer. Because didn't she play in Syracuse a few years ago? And she, like, people were just crazy about it. But I really, she's 41 years old. Like, what's she going to do for the rest of her life? Like, she's got this huge runway. I kept thinking about that. Like, she's that amazing now. I wonder if she gets nervous. What do you think?
I'm sure everybody gets little butterflies before you go on stage. But I think with a show that big, you're too busy thinking about all the things that have to go. And you just, you know, go correctly. And you just go out and do it and expect that the people who work for you get it right, you know, and you just go for it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure after doing it a few nights in a row, it's like, you know, you got it down.
And doing it through tornadoes, like apparently Thursday night there were tornadoes and it was delayed.
Oh, wow.
All I can say is I just cried when it began because I looked at all these people, very different. We're all dressed, you know, I mean, I wore a cowboy hat, my cowboy boots. Yes, I own them, Tony. You know, I was thinking, like, this is like 60,000 people just feeling a lot of love. And it was beautiful. And then even departing, which was scary to me, you know, oh, God, how are we all going to get out of Soldier Field? There was still like so much goodwill. This is why you go to a concert like this, so that you could keep that feeling for a long time. And Queen Bey delivered. She sure delivered.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.